water.
They have to be held fully accountable because the IRS, as an independent agency, requires absolute integrity, and people have to have confidence that they're applying it in a nonpartisan way. You don't want the IRS ever being perceived to be biased and anything less than neutral in terms of how they operate.
Ah, the masks we wear sometimes. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing? Coming off of a good weekend, hopefully. Not a good weekend for the man you just heard. The president certainly being scrutinized, or at least his administration. You have the Benghazi deal, which really isn't going away. Daryl Issa is like a rabid dog, the man from California. He's not letting this one go away. Now you have the situation with the IRS and the AP. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay, just in case you don't, let me separate all of this to you. The apology, by the way, has not been accepted when it comes to the IRS. Apparently the IRS got out a very big, fat microscope, which it scares everybody, right? The dreaded three letters, the IRS. And what they did was they targeted conservative groups. They targeted specifically the Tea Party, other patriot groups, people who had anything to do with the Constitution or down with big government kind of deals. I'm just going to use that shortcut for lack of a better way to say it. But imagine this, the questions that the IRS asked after keeping one group at bay for 2 years, that's the Richmond Tea Party, they demanded the names of all the donors, all the volunteers, also the contributors, the grantors. They scrutinized everything because here's what happened. They applied for tax-exempt status, and the IRS found a way to go after them, and that's what they did. So tax collectors began it as early as 2010, but 2012 especially, to really look at the nonprofits much more closely, the conservative ones, than any other group, and it's right there for anybody to see. And if we can't see it, we certainly will see it when the Great Inquisition on the Hill is done. You know, names, amounts of each of the donations, the grants, the dates you got them, all these kinds of things. Provide the details, every little detail, down to the very last dotted I and T. So somebody sent me this, and I'm sure it's all over the place, but some of the questions, there's like 55-plus questions, and especially I keep going back to the Richmond group, and that's because there was a lot released there, and one of the things clearly said was all the information that I just mentioned, but the income you expect to receive and raise for 2012, 2013, and 2014, and that's just ridiculous. Then if the donor, the contributor, or grantor has run or will run for a public office, identify the office. If not, confirm by answering this question. No. So it's just an exercise in ridiculousness, but the idea was to gunk them up and tie them up, which is exactly what the IRS ultimately did. They identified about 300 of those organizations, the conservative organizations, especially anything with a Tea Party banner, and it had a big impact in some of the election results. Perhaps it would be costly in race after race. In 2010 is when the damage happened with the Tea Party, clearly a thorn in the side of the Democratic Party. There's no doubt about it. If you doubt me, go back and look at the results. So since that time, when these groups were trying to get tax-exempt status, that's what happened. They got so frustrated that so many of them withdrew their applications. There's others that are still waiting. And this practice, the Office of the Inspector General's timeline clearly shows that the top brass of the IRS were made aware of what was going on by August of 2011. Think of the elections. And that was the date that the chief counsel, the lawyer of the IRS, met with the agency's ruling and agreements unit so that everybody would have the latest information on the issue. In other words, to not be implicated, to make sure that they're doing the right thing, and they obviously didn't. So Air Force One on Monday was just rippling, cackling with, "We want the information." White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said the White House was unaware of the investigation or the political implications until last month. Now, do you believe that? I mean, seriously, do you believe that? I have some Girl Scout cookies that I swear are fresh that I can sell you and are unopened if you do. I mean, you know, come on here. The Great Inquisition. And we're paying for it because now when they start to have these hearings, which there's going to be one on Friday, you know, it all comes out of taxpayer money. But it's outrageous, so you have to do it. You have to hold their feet to the fire. And this, by the way, I'm just scratching the surface here. Obama went on later in the day at a press conference to say that it's outrageous, there's no place for it, and they have to be held fully accountable. He goes back to saying he found out about it on Friday. He has no patience. He won't tolerate it. But if you go back through the pages and the timelines of when the IRS was made aware of it, as I was saying, 2011 is when all of that happened. And the criteria that now was being demanded, the IRS scrutiny was an overreach, to say the least. So Friday could be interesting to hear how this is kind of explained away. And I say kind of because I don't think you can fully come up with really a good answer. You're going to have to do some serious tap dancing, and that's what the IRS is going to have to do. In the meantime, the Justice Department secretly was taping AP reporters and editors and top executives. For 2 months, the Justice Department was going through, they got 2 months worth of records for reporters and editors and went through all of the records into really the news gathering heartbeat of the organization by looking at the outgoing calls and the personal phone numbers for some specific individual reporters, numbers in New York, Washington, Hartford, Connecticut, that kind of stuff. And there were 20 separate telephone lines assigned to AP and its journalists in April and May of 2012. That's the exact number of journalists who used the phone lines during that period, somewhere in there. It's actually unknown, but somewhere, you know, or more, maybe double that. So you think of all the journalists who work in the offices where the phone records were targeted. And the stories, of course, what are they doing stories on? Government. So they were looking for a leak. That's what they were looking for. There's a definite correlation to it. And we're going to tell you what that correlation is coming up at the tail end of the hour next. Seeing Red, a new website that doesn't pull any punches. Stay with us.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Going down a dirty inner city side road, I plotted.
Certainly what a day it's been for scandals, possible scandals, and who knows what heads will roll as a result of that. I'm really pleased to welcome our next guest, Matt Cover, with us. He's one of the guys behind, he's one of the senior staff members for Rare. If you go to rare.us, you'll know what I'm talking about. I love it. The idea is Rare, red is the center. Matt, thanks for popping on the show. We appreciate the time.
Hey, Kim, thanks for having me.
Kate, it's Kate, but that's okay. Kate, everybody thinks Kim Delaney, I know. No relation, but she overshadows certainly the name. Rare, tell me about Rare and why you guys got together and started Rare.
Yeah, so Rare is a what we like to call a social content hub, and what we're trying to do is kind of curate and surface all the different content from around the internet that is of interest to right of center folks, whether they're libertarians or conservatives or just kind of right leaning Republican leaning independents. We kind of want to find we want it to be the place where you come to find the content that you're looking for. So we've got, we try to have a mix of all sorts of stuff. We don't narrow it down to, pigeonhole ourselves with one policy or another.
Yeah. At the top, if somebody goes there now, it's interesting, you're mixing up different headlines. You put some tweets. You have a tweet from Priebus, of course, from the Republican Party, obviously, the head of the Republican Party, saying, "What's amazing is at Barack Obama, still wasn't prepared for that AP question this morning." How big does that AP story rank when we talk about going after phone records and whatnot? In 20, they looked at 20 different offices and are going through cell phone records and everything else. How bad does this look on the administration?
I, you know, it, it, if an administration's had a worst week, or a week that's worse than this, I can't think of it. I mean, you have Benghazi, you have this IRS business, and then now this, where the Justice Department is apparently tapping the phones, both personal and professional, of these Associated Press reporters. I mean, it's chilling stuff. And it's not that they're alleging that the reporters are doing anything wrong. I believe they're trying to track down leakers in the White House, but they're doing it by spying on the press, which is just really, truly kind of shocking stuff.
Yeah, and as somebody, you covered The Hill for 4 or 5 years, you know, that's a no-no, isn't it, to step into that territory to go after the journalists?
Oh, wow. Yeah, and the way they were doing it, they were monitoring the AP has a wire, a line, that runs right out of the House press gallery, and apparently the feds were wiretapping it. So they were there in Congress spying on reporters, doing their jobs, exercising their First Amendment right to freedom of the press.
Yeah, and what's going to be the justification for this? You know, good luck with trying to say what would be behind that. And then, of course, mentioning the IRS scandal, now and you have a link to it on your website, too. I think that this is what's interesting, and you talk about this, is what did the president know? When did he know it? Because the White House lawyer knew about it in April. To me, that's the super big part of this. Instead of with the shocked look, I can't believe this, I think that's pretty big if they were aware of this, don't you?
No, it is. It's and again, the administration first said, when the story broke last week on Friday that this was just low level staffers. It was these people in Cincinnati who were engaged in this kind of political, really just persecution of these nonprofit groups. Now, of course, it comes out that no, higher ups at the IRS did know, and in fact, we found out later today that the IRS director knew. Not sure if he knew before he testified under oath to Congress that this kind of thing wasn't going on. But we also found out that the White House told us today that the White House counsel, the president's lawyer, knew in April, and of course, it's May. So they've known, the White House has known for a month. Obama today claimed that, I just found out Friday. Well, fire your lawyer then. If he's not telling you this is going on and he holds it for a month, he should probably be looking for new work,
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. It's also on your site. It's like what we do here in America Tonight. You're hitting us with everything that's obviously big and current and your take on it and all of that and reasons why. But you also had something that was interesting. You call it Rare Take. And you talk about scientists and this test tube cheeseburger. Are you kidding me? A genetically engineered burger? I didn't even hear about that. What's the scoop on that?
No, so it's pretty nuts, and that's part of what we try and do is mix in some of that other kind of interesting stuff with the politics and the trying to lighten it up, spice it up a little bit. But these scientists have created basically hamburger meat in a test tube. And if you were to try and go buy one off of them, it'd cost you more than to buy a Ferrari or something, $385,000. But how they've done it, don't ask me. I'm a reporter. I just put the stuff on the site. But it's really kind of amazing.
Yeah, no kidding. I mentioned this at the top that before Rare, you were doing stuff on The Hill, and as somebody who had to cover day in and day out what was happening there, I don't think people realize what it's like to be in the trenches. What was it like for you?
Oh, it can be real, real fast paced. And you work like a dog. And then there are other days where, cause the Congress has this really sweet gig where it starts its work week about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday. And then it ends about noon on a Thursday. So in between those times, if you're a reporter, you're working your butt off. And then outside of those times, when Congress decides to take its week-long vacations every 3 or 4 weeks or so, you do get a break. But it's really, really interesting. I think a lot of people would you'd be surprised at how short some of these members of Congress really are. They look a lot taller on television. And you're standing there and I'm 5'11", and they're coming up to my chin, and I'm going, oh, shouldn't you be bigger?
I like that. Get them a stool, something. They got to stand up on something. Yeah. All right, another thing that you talked about, which is interesting, and I would agree with you on this because you're in the middle of it. I've been in the middle of the fray for a long time now. And I think we assume that people know more details than they do. And I love what you called this, the depressing poll of the day. Americans know nothing about Benghazi. Wow, is that true?
Surprisingly, it is. And, you know, it's weird because when you're up here, you know, covering stuff, you know, you're just swimming in politics and policy
yep.
and all these
yep.
things. And then you know, and it's always a rude awakening. You go home, you know, like I go home for Christmas or something, and, you know, your parents or your grandparents will ask you, you know, what about this? And you're sitting there going, well wait, don't you know? And it turns out, no, they don't. And you come to find out that, you know, gee, you know, normal people have, you know, they have lives and jobs and kids and they go to soccer, they, you know, right? They come home and they go to soccer practice. You know, they were at work all day, you know, doing accounting or sales or whatever it is they do. And then, oh, they've got a ballet recital. Well, they don't have time to read up on, you know, the ins and outs of Benghazi or farm subsidies or all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, it shocks me. But then you sit and think about it and you go, well, wait a minute, you know, what are you going to do with your life? You know, you're going to take your kid to football.
Yeah, exactly. It's tough. It's about, and if you're somebody who's covering policy, like you said, you're so in the fray, and then you have a family. Wow, it's really rough to do that. That's why so many people bail sometimes, even partway through an administration, because they can't believe what they've, you know, what the lack of time and what they go through, especially if they're really entrenched in one of the branches, like whatever, they're doing the White House gig or something, they are there constantly. Here's something that we talk about a lot on America Tonight, and you pointed it out too. Everybody wants to know if news organizations are objective, and I think that's one of the things that you set out to do when you put RARE together. What have you found about objectivity and, let's say, mainstream media?
Well, I mean, I can tell you from having been a journalist, but no, they're not really objective. I mean, it's true objectivity is kind of like it's a unicorn, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, we can
yeah.
describe what it looks like, but nobody's ever seen one. So it doesn't really exist. No, they're not objective. And most reporters are left of center folks. I mean, some of them are real dyed in the wool liberals and others of them are just your standard, you know, run-of-the-mill Democrat, and I can tell you that from working with them. And that's kind of something that when we put RARE together that we just decided, we're like, look, we're not even going to pretend to be objective. That's not what we're here to do. We're not going to, you know, sit there on our perch and, you know, wag our fingers at everybody else. This is a site for conservatives. This is a site for folks who are red of center. And you know, we're going to be unabashed about that.
Yep, and that's exactly what we said at the top here. Matt Covers, tell everybody to check it out. Go to rare.us. Thanks, and good luck with the site.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Band from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Band has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Van from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got better days aside. And she leaves you. She'll unease you. Her best touch just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit cover, skin on the side. She's got better days aside.
All right, welcome back to this side, the flip side of America tonight. A lot of you sending in emails. I'm always overwhelmed by the amount of emails we get on this show. By the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, the IRS, what do you think should happen here? public punishment for what's now happened to all of these Tea Party folks and different organizations that again and again and again were pounded with crazy questions and were definitely targeted. I don't see in reading any of the things that I've read how they're going to come up empty on this one. It may be, this may be the downfall moment, this or perhaps the AP stuff, because the Associated Press is not going to let it go. And, you know, we're talking about Constitution breaking here. So Justice Department you know, hates freedom of the press, obviously, because they wanted to plug the leaky boat. So how'd they find out who's leaking? They decided they were going to go into the records of the AP and dig around and see what they could find out. So many of you had thoughts on the obvious scandals. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Hello, yes I do, sir. Can I hear that again?
You have mail, mistress.
We pay this guy a fee, so I have X amount of times I can use him on the air. This one from Nathan in Illinois. Hey, Ms. Delaney, I listened to the show. I have been listening anyway for the past year and a half. I really have to say I like to listen to your points of view. The stuff with the IRS, I have to tell you, is very disconcerting, and I'll be honest about it. I'm really an independent, so it's not that I'm sticking up for the Tea Party or conservative nonprofits, but it's wrong. You can't do that. There's absolutely no way. What if the shoe were on the other foot? Can you imagine, if I have to be honest, this happened during the Bush administration? So somebody's head or heads has to be cut off, so to speak, and they have to pink slip a bunch of people. And I think they need to find out how far up the chain this went. Could it really be true that all these people were made aware of it, and yet the leader of the free world wasn't, or any of his people weren't made aware of it? How could it be that there were 300 targets, most of them loosely organized under a Tea Party headline or banner or group, and they certainly had a big impact on elections that I was concerned about back in 2010, midterm-wise, and maybe this is why they became the targets of the Obama folks. I'll tell you what, it's very disconcerting, and this is from a person who voted for the president twice. All right, we move on to this one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. He's a frequent emailer of the show. I say this, Jake emails almost every show. It almost gets to the point where you're like, you're worried, oh, if he didn't email, maybe something's going on. All right, so Jake says, shame on the IRS for all of the people that they hassle. Now you want to talk about overreach. I think that what happens on Friday, they have to be very, very aggressive in going after this branch of the government for clearly targeting anybody that put the word patriot and declared themselves a non-profit or Tea Party in front of whatever state they were from or whatever organization. The intimidation here is ridiculous. It's outrageous, in fact. And it doesn't matter, Kate, if you're a liberal, a conservative, a Democrat, a Republican. I mean, Austin is weird. I live in a Democratic oasis. And the people here think that it's creepy. Let's get a full investigation going on and see who has to answer. Yours always. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. This IRS scandal, you know, it's like Nancy Pelosi saying, we need to have new speech laws. Are you kidding me? See, this is such a layup because as long as you're not tied to this, now you can have an outrageous, say you're just outraged by the whole thing. We take up more time with that on the Hill. We have yet another House Oversight and Governmental Reform Committee that's goes in a different direction. You had Benghazi, now you have the IRS thing, and you have the AP thing. That's your taxpayer dollars at work. Okay, this one, speaking of the AP scandal, this one from Sam I Am. I don't know if it's our old friend Sam I Am. I'm not sure about that. Okay, and Sam says, how you doing? I think that the AP scandal may be the worst of all, because how often do we talk about freedom of the press and the importance of it? You say it all the time, Kate, in some of the countries you visited. It was state-run radio and television. But whether we like what we hear on the airwaves, we can certainly turn it off. But the fact that the Justice Department was so spooked by what the AP was reporting and that they buried themselves in going through phone records, I would, if I were the Associated Press, I would be really, really, really on top of this and sue, in fact. I would turn around and sue the government. You know, the AP reported, this is what I think this may be the cause of why the Justice Department went after the AP, but the AP reported that the, you know, remember they had the foiled bomb plot against the U.S. plane that leaked in May of 2012. So the records that were specifically pulled were from five reporters and an editor who worked on that story about the plot. They were a big part of what was collected, so you could see a pattern there if you trace the stories. But none of the information the government shared with its agents listened in on any of the reporters' calls, rather. So the question is, First Amendment is there for a reason. Why would you go after reporters' phone records? Because, geez, wouldn't anybody, no matter who they were on the Hill, sure, wouldn't they want to know what was going to be reported? So subpoenas all around. Subpoenas were disclosed, I guess, to the AP on Friday. In all, federal agents collected records from 20 phone lines, including personal phones and AP phones. I've said this now a couple of times, but just in case you flipped it on, New York, Hartford, Connecticut, and Washington. I mean, this is serious interference with anyone's constitutional rights, let alone the AP's. Give me a break. The, the department certainly would, I think what they're going to demand is they get rid of all the copies and they return the records, but the damage is done, clearly. I mean, it's done. Let's go on to this one from Kathy in Vermont, and Kathy says, "Hello, Kate. All these revelations about the Obama administration, you know, this is what we've been saying for a very long time. And instead we get labeled as kooks, nutballs, all this other stuff. The Tea Party may have some people who are way out there on the outer rim like any other group. But it's not right that they were targeted by the IRS and asked ridiculous amounts of questions, including all of the demand for the name of the donors and the volunteers and what they thought they would get as far as money that would be raised in the future. Really? Are you kidding me with this? I think there's a very, very big problem here. You know, they're saying that the Cincinnati IRS office is responsible for vetting tax-exempt applications, and they were the ones, this was really one of the big offices that started going after groups with Tea Party or any of that kind of word, any similar words in their names, Patriot, 912, all that stuff, or tighter security. They made sure that they were scrutinized that much more. So Friday was the big day that this bomb dropped when the Office of Inspector General released the draft of the investigative timeline showing that the IRS had played definite favorites with nonprofit groups that were looking for tax-exempt status, which is, by the way, always a big deal to newly formed groups who are, you know, doing everything from raising money for children in Appalachia to groups that sometimes are formed after national catastrophes and whatnot. And in this case, the fact that they, you know, just clearly went after them was a very, very big mistake, a big mistake. I mean, the Virginia organization said that they applied for 401c4 tax-exempt status in 2009. They waited 10 months to get any response. They got 17 questions, a two-week deadline, and the demand was made on the opening day of the Virginia Tea Party Convention. So they complied. They gave them 500 pages of documents. They got no response for a year. So, you know, clearly they were messing around with these people. Thanks for all of the mail. Keep it coming, AmericaTonight.net. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If this is real life, if this is just fantasy, caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Does it easy come, easy go, little high, little low?
Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter. Killed a man, I put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I'm gonna throw it all away. Mama,
I
mean to make you cry.
Is there any doubt that is the dreaded cover song by most likely a cover band? And you all know what that is, right? The cover band that plays almost exclusively just cover songs. You know, none of their own stuff. They're not writing it. They're not doing that. They might, sometimes people call them a party band, a wedding band, a brutal band, whatever it might be. I was thinking about this because lately all of a sudden it's like cover bands are following me around. And, you know, America Tonight's in all those nooks and crannies that I always talk about, right? All the different cool towns and suburbs and cities. So I know that you have all heard cover bands. And somebody invited me out to a big festival of just cover bands. And foolishly, I went, I guess, thinking I was going to really see Def Leppard or AC/DC, I don't know. They even had a Michael Jackson cover band, which was terrible. And Pat Benatar. I've never heard Hit Me With Your Best Shot sung like that before. And I started thinking, this is like karaoke. Some of these bands are like karaoke. I guarantee there are people that do it well, like Journey. The guy is such a dead ringer for Steve Perry that, I mean, he embodies them, that he's with the real band, the Journey band. And he just cut a demo. They plucked him out of obscurity. And voila, the rest is history. But that is a much different situation than the entire band just playing cover tunes. Matt, I'm sure you've heard a bunch of cover bands.
Am I right? Definitely have. It depends on the situation, but I can get into them sometimes. And it's like the band that we just heard right there, that's a band called Hayseed Dixie. And they put their own spin on things. So then you can kind of get into that. Now, so there's some places around here that'll have like an 80s cover band night, and you'll have a lot of local bands that'll take on the persona of, you know, like Poison and Def Leppard and things like that. And you can get a little, there's some fun out of that, but sometimes when you just go to your regular bar and there's a band playing cover songs, not so much.
Yeah, that's what I say. I mean, and if they're really good, kudos. I mean, if they got it down, you just know the difference. I mean, how, it's not so much about the look. If they nail the vocals, I think that's the key. And obviously, Journey proved that because, and again, this isn't a cover situation, but they replaced Steve Perry with a guy who sounds exactly like him.
Yeah,
I mean, dead ringer.
I heard that guy before, and Sublime also did the same thing with the guy called Rome, I believe is his name, that he just put up YouTube videos and then sounded like their old lead singer and plucked him in right and just put him into the band.
Yeah, but here's the question. Cover band or a band that's okay, but they're writing their own stuff and you're in some bar somewhere, which would you, a really good cover band or an original?
I don't know. I like seeing a lot of the original, you know, musicians when you can discover new bands is fun. But I think if I'm out with a group of people just trying to have a good time, then maybe the cover band's a lot more fun just because everybody would know the song.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And I guess that's why there was the advent of the cover band and why they're so popular, because people, you know, this is proving the point, and this is the roundabout way. People want the familiar. I mean, we live in a world of change, right? So you want the memory. You're looking for the nostalgia sometimes. And if it's the song that trips your trigger, you just know it. And you know the words to it versus some really good musician who has his own material, but you never really heard him before, and you don't know the words to the songs and that kind of stuff. There, so I understand the whole idea of the cover tune and, you know, the cover song and the cover bands, but I just think it's interesting that some people, the guy from AC/DC, he was talking about making a living. He told me he was making a really good living imitating, you know, it's like that movie, I can't think of the name of the movie, Jennifer Aniston was in it, but that was what that was about, where they plucked
Rockstar, I think.
Rockstar, where the guy
Mark just, Wahlberg.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg. Well, I really like Mark Wahlberg. He's talented. So anyway, that's the whole idea there, and then he gets flipped into a band like the Perry situation, and with, you know, it's interesting with the AC/DC thing that, okay, they have You Shook Me All Night Long and, you know, all the famous songs, the songs they made famous that you hear a lot of times, Back in Black, TNT, Razor's Edge, you know, that's 70s, 80s, even Thunderstruck was, what, 1990, but there are people feasting on this. There's several AC/DC cover bands that make a really good living where the people are making $150, $300, you know, crazy money. I started to talk to one of them and found out, wow, this is a pretty good, that's a pretty good life that they get to play kind of rock star, but you know, they're traveling around, they're going to smaller venues, and they nail it. They sound somehow just like the Australian hard rock band that was formed back in the early 70s by, remember, Malcolm and Angus Young, who are still members of the band. So that, so AC/DC lives on, but boy, so do all the imitators. All right, there's no way that you could find this imitated anywhere. You know, that whole fiction is stranger, that kind of thing. We're looking for the truth, flat out. And I think, even though I'm veering off into the, you know, some other interesting things, like bringing up the cover band thing, there's no doubt that the administration's not going to be able to run for cover when it comes to what's happening with Benghazi hasn't gone away. So Benghazi, the AP phone records scandal, and the IRS scandal. And especially, I think, Benghazi, they can keep talking about it being a GOP thing and headhunting Hillary Clinton or whatever, but the bottom line is that with the two new little nuggets that have been served up, it's pretty tough to run away from that. I mean, the Department of Justice, what were they thinking? Clearly, the constitutional issues now get played over and over again. It's not like some four pieces of parchment that we just throw on the shelf somewhere. People are really paying attention, as we know from the whole Second Amendment thing. So with that happening, why they would take the chance, I don't know, why they would take the chance just to find out where the leak was. I didn't know that there was going to be some blowback on this, or I guess just not thinking that it was going to happen, thinking that it was just perhaps going to kind of go away. I mean, talk about an unbelievable intrusion. I just don't see how the White House can back that up, which is exactly like the IRS thing. How do you back up what the IRS did in bullying people who had Tea Party in their name or Patriot whatever in their name? You know, they have to know that. You know, you can't play dumb anymore. It's not a defense. There's no defense for, geez, I didn't know. So the DOJ seizing the AP phone records in this leak investigation, crazy dragnet thing, I think bites them big time. 2 months of phone records, reporters, editors, not telling them they were doing that. You know, they're going to say that the step was something they had to do to avoid a substantial threat to the integrity of the leak investigation. Are they really going to get away with that? It's really time for the watchdogs to press on. I mean, big time to press this.
Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.